Barack Obama left no doubt during his visit here that the Asia Pacific is now a top security priority for the United States. President Obama used his address to a joint sitting of federal parliament to state emphatically that the necessary budget resources would be available to maintain a strong military presence throughout Australia's backyard. The enhanced military cooperation will eventually see 2,500 Marines plus military hardware stationed in northern Australia. General David Hurley is Chief of the Australian Defence Force. He joins you now from Canberra. General Hurley, welcome back to Breakfast.
Fran, good morning. Good morning to your listeners.
General, in recent years, there's been real concern the US had all but abandoned our region as it focused on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. How significant is the President's declaration that, quote, its mission and presence in the Asia Pacific is now a top priority?
Well, Fran, I think the President made quite a significant statement, probably a seminal statement, yesterday in Parliament about how in the US's rethinking of its national security strategy, it needed to position itself. So a refocus on the Pacific is good for Australia, good for the region.
American troops already train on Australian soil. How will this be different in the future?
This is just taking us up to, really, it's an increase in frequency and in size over time of our interaction with the US. So, I mean, we train with the US every year in Australia. Every second year we have a major exercise in Shoalwater Bay near Rockhampton, Talisman Sabre, where about 14,000 US troops, sailors, airmen come to that. This will give us a more regular pattern, and we'll see slightly larger numbers of over time of US troops here more regularly.
Significantly larger, isn't it, 2,500?
Well, by the time we get to that period, 2,500 is about just below brigade size.
What do we mean when we say the US Marine Training Task Force, that's what that 2,500 will be? Does that mean training without any ADF involvement or oversight?
I think there'll be both. I think primarily when they come, they'll have their training objectives. So this is a Marine Air Ground Task Force. They'll have their training objectives. But certainly whilst they're here, we'll take every opportunity we can to operate with them. In terms of oversight, whenever they're on any of our ranges and so forth, there will always be ADF personnel on those ranges. And I can't think of really a relationship with the US where we won't have people out there most of the time watching, observing, learning and working with them.
And there's been talk of the Marines coming, bringing hardware with them, and that's been broken down to suggestion of helicopters, tanks, weapons. What about access to Australian naval and submarine bases? There is talk of nuclear-powered subs and warships being part of this expansion. Can you confirm that?
Those ships already have access and have had a long history of having access to Australian ports, so it's not as though there's a change there. But what we are looking at...
Will there be an increase in frequency there? Too, then?
What we're looking at with the US is further down the track about any potential increase in use of our base in Stirling in Western Australia.
And has
so
that been...
That's not in concrete yet, and we're just looking what the implications of that would be.
In your view as CDF, would that be a good idea?
Well, I think as both Australia, the US and India, we look at our relationship over time. India is certainly emerging as one of the potential superpowers into the future. Working with the Indians, working in the Indian Ocean, I think is something of more importance to us in the future.
So US submarine presence would be beneficial, in your view?
Well, I think we'd already find that US submarine presence in the Indian Ocean already occurs, so I don't think we're going to see a significant change there.
A lot of Australians, I think, welcome the US president here to Australia, but a number of people I spoke to after the troop announcement sort of were wondering out loud if this will make Australia more of a target if things hot up between China and America, let's put it bluntly. What do you say about those concerns?
Well, I think that's quite a hypothetical thing, that things are going to heat up between the US and China. This is all about a training relationship, enhancing relationship with Australia, regional involvement for enhancing security, not decreasing our security.
In the lead-up to this announcement, though, we were told that part of the US's decision to sort of redeploy some forces in other parts of the Pacific to Australia was in part because to take it further out of reach from Chinese missiles. We read today one Chinese strategist in one of the papers saying China's strategic missiles can reach Australia. Can they?
Oh, yes, they could. Yeah, that's been a well-known fact for many years.
And so a significant development of the relationship, the military relationship between America and Australia with troops stationed here, you're not concerned that that would make Australia more of a target?
Look, our relationship with China is well beyond that at the present time. I mean, we have a very strong military-to-military relationship with China. We exercise with them. We're the only country in the world that's done live firing with the Chinese Navy. I don't think we should be worried about that.
And presumably, and I warn you, General, so we're almost at the news, but presumably the Australian military and you have had a role in reassuring the Chinese about this announcement?
Yes, we had General Ma was visiting. He's the Deputy Chief of the General Staff for the PLA only last week. No pushback on this.
General David Hurley, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Frank.
General Hurley is Chief of the Australian Defence Force. News coming up after the news, our Friday panel, three political journalists in the studio as we preview next week, the final sitting week for the parliamentary year. It's 8 o'clock.